This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, from the beautiful, simple teachings of Al-Islam is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for the believers that they may wipe over their socks or footwear when making wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the ayah in where he explains the wudu, he said, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, wash the face, wash the hands until the elbow, wipe your head, and then he said, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. And this word أَرْجُلَكُمْ could be recited in two different ways, and they are both correct and accepted. One, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, with a fatha on the lam. If we recited وَأَرْجُوا لَكُمْ, then this means to wash the foot, the bare foot that is uncovered, to wash it completely with water. And the second recitation is وَأَرْجُوا لِكُمْ. There's a kasra on the lam. If we recite the kasra version, then this means to wipe over the foot. So when you're wearing socks or al-khuf, the leather socks, then you wipe over them. Right? So this is something established in the Quran, also in Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is consensus, ijma' of the ummah, that this is something legislated and permissible. So the one who denies the wiping of the socks or the khuf, then such a person has rejected an ayah in the Quran, and he must make a tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal and accept this concession given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in order to wipe over your socks, a person first and foremost must make sure that the socks are clean. Then he needs to wear them upon wudu. That's the first thing. You need to wear them upon wudu. So if a person woke up in the morning and made wudu and he washed his foot, now it's allowed to wear the socks. Afterwards, if you lose your wudu, you're allowed to wipe over them without removing them. Wiping over the socks, there is a period, a limit for this. For the one that is residing in his hometown, then he can wipe over his socks for a maximum of 1 day and one night, which is exactly 24 hours. And the time starts from when you wipe over the socks after losing al-wudu. So let's say you made wudu and washed your foot at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then you wore your socks afterwards. So you've worn the socks now upon wudu at 5 o'clock in the morning. Let's say then you lost your wudu at 8 o'clock in the morning. You lost your wudu at 8 o'clock. And then when dhuhr time came, which is at 12 o'clock, and you've still got your socks on, you made wudu and this time you wiped over your socks. Your 24 hours begins now. It begins at this dhuhr time all the way until next day dhuhr. And for the traveler, he is allowed to wipe over his socks for 3 days and three nights. That is 72 hours. And of course, the start of the 72 hours begins from the first wipe after having lost al-wudu, as we explained earlier. The other condition is that the socks has to be above the ankle. So if the socks is above the ankle, then you're allowed to wipe over them. If there are small holes in the socks, then there is no problem in this. You may continue to wipe over the socks. And the socks, it's supposed to be hanging onto the foot. So anything that holds on the foot, holds tight onto the foot, then this is a sock that you are allowed to wipe over. And one final matter that is to be discussed in this case is if a person had socks on, and he's eligible, he's passed all those conditions I spoke about. Is it better for him to wipe over his socks or to remove them all the time and wash the foot? The answer, Wallahu A'lam, is that if you have the socks on and you pass those conditions, then it's better for you to wipe over the socks. Because this is a hadith found in Sahih al-Bukhari, narrated by Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu. He said that he was with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was providing water for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make wudu. So when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached his foot, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah went down. He wanted to remove the footwear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to remove his socks. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, دعهما, leave my socks on. فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين. I have worn them upon tahara. I have worn them upon wudu. فمسح عليهما. And then he wiped over them. So that is better. If you're wearing socks and you are eligible to wipe over them, it's best that you wipe over them and not remove them. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.